Thank you so much for calling. How may I help you?
Hello, is that Justin?
Hi, who's this?
Hi, yeah, I'm calling back. It's Morph on the
Oh,
phone.
hi, Morph. How are you doing today?
Yeah, I'm okay. Who is this, Justin, or who am I speaking
This is Daniel.
to? Okay. I was I tried to get through to Michael. He declined the call, so I'm calling on the main line.
Oh, I am aware about the fact that you called us about 10 or 5 minutes ago to Justin Wilson, I presume, regarding your case. Is that correct?
That's right. That is correct. Yeah. So I've been instructed by my management to give yourselves a call because I spoke to Michael last week, giving a 3-day extension, which we extended to a further week, really, in terms of delivery of the Wikipedia page there. So I'm calling to discuss that in more detail, including a progress update on that.
Please, if you have any questions, you can do that. I'll be more than happy to assist them over.
Who am I not speaking with management?
Yeah, this is the management. This is the relevant
Okay, this
department.
is management. Yeah. Okay, yeah, no worries at all. So yeah, in terms of this, really, I think we're calling for a refund because a lot of your delivery policies based on your refund terms on your website, a lot of those criteria hasn't been met, which I'm sure if you're up to date with mine and Michael's case here, you can agree that these terms haven't been met, and it's really forced us to give yourselves a call and run through the refund policy.
Yeah, just a second. I just want to ask you that was your page made firstly, and were you provided with the draft?
Yeah, we were provided with the draft a good couple of months back. We applied for the whole process in May this year.
I'm aware about
Yeah.
that. I'm saying, did Michael mention some kind of articles publication in order to get the page approved?
Yes, and we purchased those articles, and all of those articles were delivered. So, yeah, that was
Okay.
still towards the first half of the year.
Okay, they were delivered. And after that, Michael, did any sort of conversation with you or not?
So I called to file a complaint on a number of occasions for a lack of communication, which we had a conversation about, in terms of delivery and progress update for the Wikipedia page. So that ran for a space of, so we're in September now. So this has been September, August, July, June. Yeah, so around 4 to 5 months of miscommunication and practically no communication as to the delivery of the Wikipedia page.
I don't know if you're aware about the fact that it takes a lot of time to get the page live on Wikipedia.
Not debating that whatsoever, but the concern that we had was that that wasn't communicated directly to us over a period of time. We had to chase on a number of times for a progress update on that. Also, to count as a caveat, Michael positioned to do a well. To offer backlinking to speed up the process, which was not communicated at the time of when we were delivering the Wikipedia page, because if we knew, that would have been something that we would have gone for. It was only later on down the line that he communicated that as being a potential option. So that was what we complained about on our last previous call.
Okay, and any other complaints, Eric? And only I could understand one of your complaints that the case wasn't communicated well by Michael to you.
That's correct, but we're also calling today because we've had commitment deliveries of the page update from the team on a numerous amount of occasions within the space of a month and a half, in fact, probably even two months, right? Of saying that the page will have an update at the end of the week, and then we've had no further update, and then I've had to then go and chase for a follow-up update, which has still not even provided an update. So.
Sorry to cut you out, but I hope you have an idea about the Wikipedia. that it isn't in our control or in our hands when the page gets published.
No,
it's totally within
the I appreciate that. No, I appreciate that. You've not had this conversation with me previously. That has been communicated to us a decent 2 to 3 months ago, right? There was a time scale which Michael committed to, which was 3 to 4 weeks, 3 months ago. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand.
Okay, so you can, if this was on the other foot and I was providing a service to you and you gave myself commitment dates, which you then had to report to your management, how would that make you look? Would that make you look professional?
Not at all. Not at all. I'm not saying
exactly. So you can understand. Okay, so you can understand our concern here that I have got pressure from my management, which is a service that we went to yourselves to deliver within a estimated timescale, which is now not met.
You're exactly right. You're exactly right.
So
this is something you're proud of.
I'm in the position. Okay, so let me just finish my point here. So
sure.
I don't want to have to give you a call today. I would rather that this has been delivered to a timely manner, as we would discuss with my account manager, and that everything moves swimmingly. Because at the end of the day, it benefits yourselves to have a deliverable service. We can then act as a reference to provide plenty more other potential clients that from the UK over to yourselves. They're based on your service. I can't do that now, and in the turn as well, it doesn't also make our brand look professional because our deliverables have not been met. So I then am now forced to apply for a refund and have this discussion with you to make sure that this is delivered.
Your refund request is not valid, to be honest, because we are delivering what we promised, and your Wikipedia page will be live. You don't need to worry about that, so your refund request is not valid.
Please explain how it's not valid to me. You just agreed on all of the points made there. I'm just struggling to understand how this is not valid here.
Because we are delivering what we committed, and your Wikipedia page will be live. If we had this option that we knew that the page won't be live, so your page, your money would be refunded.
Okay, so you said telling me that my page is being delivered here. What is the time scale for the page to be delivered?
Yeah, the time span
based on what
you've
just mentioned just now.
The time span has exceeded, that's true, but that's not how the refund policy works. It's not according to the time frame of the time it was committed to you by a sales agent, because
go onto your page and read your policies, because at the end of the day, if you're on your policy and you can see what I can see here, then you would agree that all terms haven't really been met, and that is because of lack of communication there, deadline communication, which is all on your page here. So I'm just quoting what you have there, and you're telling me that a refund is not valid based on the policy that you have. I'm struggling to make sense of that.
Please share the policy you're having on the page, please.
Yeah, of course, it's your policy. So you're telling me based on your deliverables that this isn't valid.
Your page will be delivered, and that's all I can see.
I think that's unacceptable customer service there, mate. How can you tell me that my page will be delivered and you can't tell me when my page will be delivered? That doesn't make any sense to me. I understand Wikipedia. I really understand Wikipedia. I do have people within tech as well who understand the whole deliverables from Wikipedia. But this has been over 3 to 4 months here. That's irrelevant to the question.
Have you ever on Wikipedia?
That is irrelevant. Why are you questioning me? It doesn't. That's none of your concern. Listen, I'm. You're the service that we have procured, right? So you're not asking me in terms of do I understand Wikipedia's deliverables. I understand that. That's none of your concern. My concern is that you have not provided me with committed deadlines. This has all been estimations, and there's not been a consistent communication point of call here. That's my concern here.
It's a valid concern, but the
I'm not really seeing that it is your concern here. You're saying that it's not valid. You're not giving me a committed time scale, right? Because we need some sort of commitment time scale here. So Say that again. I didn't catch the last bit. Your line cut out.
You're saying that your page will be live within this month. That's the time scale I'm promising you.
Which is when?
By this month.
By this month?
Yeah.
Are you, okay, let me categorically ask you this question. Are you or are you not having a run around here? Because this has been since May we procured your service, and now we're looking at October 2022. Are you not having us on, categorically?
You are. Your project is being handled by your moderators. You don't need to worry about that.
No, I think I do, because there's been no communication here.
And there will be. I will be talking to Micah, and this will be done, corrected, and you will be communicated properly.
And how can I have any guarantees based on this? There's no guarantees here.
Guarantees? You have 100% guarantee on that, sir. This is the first time speaking with you. And I'll make sure
that that's not my. I appreciate that. No, I appreciate that. But I've had conversations with your three of your colleagues, including Michael. So whether you've spoken to me before is not really. I appreciate what you're saying, but that's really not my concern. There, you can consult with some of your previous colleagues who I've spoken to get an update as what the case is and the previous conversations. But you're telling me the exact same thing as your colleagues have. Done already. So
Michael and
right, what I'm going to need, yeah, because this needs to be confirmed and clarified today, exact deadline, committed date for this delivered, okay, because this is only part of what was as part of the service we procured. We also procured a Google knowledge panel as well as the Instagram verification there. So this is unacceptable, as I'm sure you'd appreciate right now, that we're even having this conversation.
Make it 30th September.
The 30th of September, and then if it's not delivered, it's then not invalid that we can refund this service if not delivered to the committed timescale. Is that fair to say?
Absolutely.
Okay, let me get your full name here, please.
This is Daniel Garcia.
Daniel Garcia, who do you report into?
Come again?
Daniel Garcia, who do you report into?
This is from the compliance spot.
So you are the compliance manager, is what you're saying, yeah?
Yes.
Okay, compliance manager at Wiki Elite Writers, okay. And your company registration number there, please.
Hello.
Daniel? Hello?
Yeah. What is that?
Yeah, your company registration number, please.
That would have been given to you by Michael.
No, I'm asking yourself there because you are the compliance manager. So what is the company registration number?
I don't know if you're allowed to give that.
Well, it's public knowledge, so why are you not allowed to give me your company registration number? I'm very concerned.
I would need to ask for approval, and then I can provide you with that with an email.
But you said that you don't report into anyone there, Daniel. So now I'm losing a bit of trust here.
I do.
So why did I not get a name when I asked for a name?
I was the relevant department to your case. That's the reason I'm reporting to your call.
Come on, Daniel, I asked you for a company registration number. You're unable to provide me with this. You're unable to provide me with who you're reporting to. I'm losing a bit of faith here, if I'm being completely honest. So, yeah, we're just going to... If you can't provide me with a company registration now, 30th of September, if not, we're going to have to take further action because this is what you've committed to. I've got a call recording of this on my phone right now here as well, and we'll just take things from there, okay?
Sure.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.